Scott Burns is on the faculty at Portland State University. We wanted to learn more about this question of mapping landslide hazard areas. And Scott Burns also says we should look at the landslide insurance system they have in New Zealand to prevent future tragedies like this one. So we invited Scott Burns to join us once again. Thanks for being with us.
It's great to be with you this morning, afternoon.
Is afternoon now. You told Ashley that counties can make good landslide hazard maps. Most don't do it. Where in Washington State do we have good landslide hazard maps?
One of the best ones is down in Cowlitz County. They had the 1998 landslide, the Kelso landslide, which was an incredible landslide that destroyed 60 houses. DNR in Washington responded and put out what I think is an excellent example of landslide susceptibility or hazard mapping for that county. Where are the potential hazards and where they aren't?
Well, so that it sounds like a great idea in response to a tragedy. Why don't more cities or counties act proactively and get good landslide hazard mapping?
And I wish they would, but every county budget or city budget is stressed. They just don't have enough money. And unless they are pushed to the point of being asked to do that, they won't spend that money for that. We do have now, nationally, all of our flood hazard maps. And so you can find out if you're in a floodplain or not and if you need to have flood hazard insurance. And same thing with earthquakes. But with landslides, that's the third geological hazard that we have here in the Pacific Northwest that we need to be paying attention to, but we haven't produced enough of those maps in the past. We have the ability to make really, really good maps because we have LIDAR, which is this laser imaging system where we can see right through the trees, see the ground, and see where past landslides have occurred in the past. That's the first step in making a really good quality map.
You mentioned that Cowlitz County responded after a landslide. In the case of Oso, it sounds like new construction was permitted after a landslide hit the very same hillside just not very long ago, 2006. The Army Corps of Engineers did have a report on the risk of a catastrophic slide that dated back to 1999. We spoke to the author of that particular report, Dan Miller, yesterday. Would better information or better mapping would necessarily have made people safer?
It's all a communication thing. Dan Miller's report was excellent. And so the county had the information. The problem is it did not get communicated to the commissioners and the county or the land use planners. And they should have not allowed those permits to have been given. And now this is...
Whoops. I believe that we've just lost Scott Burns. Scott Burns is a landslide expert and geologist at Portland State University. One of the issues in this whole tragedy is landslide insurance. Scott Burns thinks landslide insurance should be included as part of regular homeowner policies. Earlier today, KUOW contacted Carl Newman. He's president of the Northwest Insurance Council to ask him about this question.
If you live above or below a steep slope, we really encourage folks to look at purchasing a difference in conditions policy. It's a special standalone policy that covers landslide and earth movement. Generally, they're quite available. The hang-up for some folks is that it is expensive, but only when you compare it to homeowners insurance. The average homeowners insurance premium in Washington is $595 a year, and for a home that costs, say, $300,000 to rebuild, you can expect to pay $1,000 a year or more for a difference in conditions policy.
Carl Newman, president of the Northwest Insurance Council. Carl Newman told us that $1,000 he mentioned is on top of regular homeowners insurance, and that's just a start. The number can go up. It depends how big the risk is for a landslide where you own your home. The point is that the landslide insurance is available now. Back with us now is Scott Burns, landslide expert and geologist at Portland State University. And Scott Burns, why do you think that landslide insurance is a key to make people safer?
Well, this is the last of the major geological hazards that that normal homeowners insurance does not cover, and it is rare that people will get landslide insurance. You can buy it through Lloyd's of London. They're the ultimate insurers, but it's so expensive, a minimum of $1,000 a year, and it goes up from there. 50, 60 years ago, we couldn't get earthquake insurance or flood hazard insurance. Eventually, the insurance companies got enough information on those particular hazards, and now you, as a homeowner, can buy additional insurance for those two other major hazards. Landslides aren't in that particular case yet, even though they're devastating. All those people who lost their houses there in the Oso landslide have lost everything, and there's no insurance covering them. And we lost lives, that is the worst thing, but then also property is the second thing. And so what we need to do is go to the next level. Hopefully, this will be enough of an impetus to take us to the next level and put more pressure on insurance companies to possibly come forward with landslide insurance. If not, a great example is New Zealand, where I used to live. I was down in the country when they had the big earthquake a couple of years ago. And they have all-hazard insurance. Every house in the country has all-hazard insurance, which covers earthquakes, floods, volcanic eruptions, tsunamis, and landslides. And so everybody pays into this. And so if you have an event, you're covered. And I'm hoping that someday we get to that level here in the United States. And so we just—it's going to take time.
Scott Burns is a landslide expert and geologist at Portland State University. Scott, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, too. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. It's The Record on KUOW with Arwen Nix. I'm Marcy Silman.